Well, good morning and welcome to our service today. Today is the 7th of March and this is a communion service. So if you weren't remembering that this was communion, now is your cue to run away and get your communion elements ready. But otherwise, welcome to our service this morning. Just two announcements today. The first is, as I hope you already know, next Sunday, which is Mothering Sunday, we're going to have a Songs of Praise service, which just means that we're going to sing a lot of songs and that they'll hopefully all be songs chosen by you. Thank you very much to everyone who's chosen so far. We've had a couple of choices that we won't be able to use because of copyright. And if you are one of those people, I will get back to you so you can have another chance if you would like to choose something. But there is still space if you would like to choose a song for next week. We can't promise that we'll be able to sing it because the copyright for streaming music is different from if we were face to face. But we'll do our best. So if you haven't yet chosen and you would like to choose, please give me a call or an email with your song selection. And it really can be anything. We're going to have a Christmas carol next week, just yeah, do not worry about what it is. Something that you would like to sing, and if you want to tell us the reason, that would be even better. So thank you very much in advance for all of your suggestions for that. We're going to look forward to that service. The other announcement is just to say for our elders that we have a prayer session meeting tomorrow night at 7:30, and you should already have the link for that. So we will look forward to seeing each other. I am going to put us into groups just now at this point in the service to have a chance to say hello to one another. I think I've got the timings down for this, but feel free to feedback if you don't have enough time or have too much time. We'll check in at the end, but we're just going to put everybody into little groups. That should happen automatically, so you don't have to do anything. Just give me a second and I will put us into groups for a few minutes. And as each week it has been, there is one question that we're trying to answer together, and the question is, how are you? And you really should try and avoid just saying fine. It's got to be slightly more interesting than that. Unless that really is the honest truth. So here we go. We're going to go into some little groups. Here we go. With one another. I've just turned the recording back on, so don't worry, nothing that we just were chatting about has been recorded for those who are listening. I have a call to worship this morning from the psalm for the day. We're not going to read the whole psalm, just a section of Psalm 19. And I've just realized that I've left my Bible over on the table. You're going to have to excuse me for a second. Sorry. Here we are, Psalm 19. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Let's pray together. Loving Father, the heavens tell your glory, they pour forth speech. Thank you for all the many ways the world around us reveals your kindness and your care for us. Thank you for time to share speech with one another this morning. And thank you that you also reveal yourself in people. You know how we are, how we really are. Thank you for this space and time to gather as your people, to gather in worship, to gather in community. We pray for the group of people that we've just been speaking to. We give you thanks for those who have been experiencing joy this week, and we rejoice with them. We pray for those who have had a difficult week, and we ask for you to help them, to give them a clear sense of your presence with them. As we prepare our hearts to hear your word this morning, we ask that your Spirit would speak to each one of us today, that you would give us ears to hear and hearts willing to receive what you have to say to us. Help us to discover once again that your words to us are perfect, sure, right, clear, that they revive the soul, make wise the simple, and rejoice the heart. In a moment of quiet, we bring to God any regrets we have about the past week, about things that we've said or done or failed to do. Father, we rejoice in your steadfast love and faithfulness. When we confess our sins, you wipe them out. When we confess our brokenness, you are swift to meet us and to heal us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a song now. The song is called Jesus Christ is Waiting.
Is the Lord Jesus, I am only.
I'm going to invite Norman to unmute now. Thank you. And Norman's going to share our reading with us this morning.
This morning's reading comes from John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. Hear the word of God. When the Passover feast, celebrated each spring by the Jews, was about to take place, Jesus travelled up to Jerusalem. He found the temple teeming with people, selling cattle and sheep and doves. The loan sharks were also there in full strength. Jesus put together a whip out of strips of leather and chased them out of the temple, stampeding the sheep and cattle, upending the tables of the loan sharks, spilling coins left and right. He told the dove merchants, "Get your things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a shopping mall." That's when his disciples remembered the scripture, "Zeal for your house consumes me." But the Jews were upset. They asked, "What credentials can you present to justify this?" Jesus answered, "Tear down this temple, and in 3 days I'll put it back together." They were indignant. "It took 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to rebuild it in 3 days?" But Jesus was talking about his body as the temple. Later, after he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered he had said this. They then put two and two together and believed both what was written in the scripture and what Jesus had said. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Norman. Thank you. This week, when I sat down to write a sermon, what I wrote was a short story, sort of. So you could listen and see what you think. And you might want, if you've got a Bible with you, you might want to keep it open to this passage that we've just read together, because at the end of this time, we're going to have some music and some time for quiet reflection. And if you want to read the passage again and have a look at it, have it there in front of you, you're welcome to do that. But equally, that's space for you to reflect in whatever way you would like to do that. Lord Jesus, it took us a long time to make sense of that day. That day when you were so furious that you sent the money changers fleeing out of the temple. You were so angry that day. We'd never seen you like that, when you stormed in there, turning over tables, scattering animals and coins. You said that they had made your father's house a marketplace. That's how the temple works. That's how it's always worked. There have to be sacrifices. And where are they supposed to come from if not here? It's a long way to drive a sheep or a cow or to carry a pigeon if you live in the countryside. The sacrifices are in the law. They are what hold the community together. They're how we worship and how we can be made right with God again when we've sinned. And besides, the food feeds the priests. Say what you like about the system. It does work. Of course there are people skimming. There always are. But there is some grace in it too. If you can't afford a larger animal, there's usually a smaller, cheaper option. We know what's expected of us, and we do it, and that keeps things running smoothly. But you chased out those sellers as if they were thieves. You scattered their money and their animals, and your anger swept them out. They'll be back. We saw them setting up their tables again the next day. I don't think, these years later, that it was really them that you were personally angry at. I think it was probably the whole system. This whole big temple machine where we all know our place and we all play our part. There's the court of the Gentiles and the court of the women, and as you go further in, things get smaller and holier until you get to the Holy of Holies, where only one of the priests goes, and only once a year. They say that that is where God lives, We come with our offerings, and the priests take them in closer to God. Maybe that's what you were upset about. Maybe you were saying that we can't buy our way closer to God. Or maybe you were saying that God doesn't only live in this place, in this box that we have built behind a closed door that only special people can go through. Or maybe you have something even more shocking to say. Because when they ask you, what's a sign that you can show us that you've got the right to do this? You said, tear it all down, and I will rebuild it again in 3 days. And none of us knew what you meant. But then you died, and we buried you. And 3 days later, there you were again, rebuilt, standing right in front of us. Maybe what you were saying that day is that you are the temple, that you are the place that God lives now, the place where we can meet God, the place where we can be forgiven and set right, the center of the community, the heart of our life together. And when you were turning over those tables, you were showing that it was time for a new start, a start that people will have to keep on making every time that the structures we build around you start to become walls to keep people out, or ways for the powerful to hold on to power. Lord Jesus, turn the tables over once again. Chase out of our hearts the belief that we can bargain with or control God, and let us instead accept God's grace as freely as it is given. Chase out of our churches the idea that we can buy security, and help us instead to rely on the mercy and the power of God. Chase out our preference for doing what's comfortable and familiar instead of doing what you're asking by your Spirit. Amen. We'll have some music for reflection.
Thank you.
In a few minutes, we will be sharing communion together. And as we approach communion, we have a communion song, which is particularly exciting because it's been put together by Susan, and it's our virtual choir. So it's people from this congregation who are going to be singing for us, and some of them are getting ready to hide their faces, but we won't know if you're doing that while we watch it, but we think it's great. We're really looking forward to this. So our song is called Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ, and it's sung by the Burson Fewside Virtual Choir. So I will just... Well done, everybody. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's just great to see you all and hear you all. So thank you very much for that. Here, as we're gathered at our own tables, is the table of the Lord. We are gathered to his supper, a foretaste of things eternal. You are invited. You who are full of hope, and you who are empty or in pain, you who are doing well, and you who have messed things up and want a chance to start again. For this is the Lord's table, and it is his desire that all who want him should meet him here. Let's pray together. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, be among us. Come close to us, that we may come close to you. Forgive us, that we may forgive one another. Renew us, so that where we have failed, we may begin again. God, our Creator, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, whose love pursues us our whole life long. Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life to us in word and deed, even unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus Christ, risen from death and present with us now, as we do in this place what you did in an upstairs room, breathe your Holy Spirit upon us, and upon this bread and this wine, that they may be your food and drink for us, renewing, sustaining, and making us whole. And that as this meal becomes part of our body, so may we also become your body on earth, loving and caring in the world. Amen. among friends gathered around a table, Jesus took bread. And having given thanks, he broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you." In the same way, he took the cup of wine, and having given thanks for it, he poured it out and gave the cup to his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed with my blood. Take this and share it. I will drink wine with you next in the coming kingdom of God." So now, following Jesus' example, we take this bread and this wine, the ordinary things of the world through which God will bless us. Look, the bread of heaven is broken for the life of the world. Taste and see that the Lord is good. If you're on your own, please help yourself. If you're with someone else, you might want to share with them. Christ has made peace for us. Peace that breaks down barriers and sets us free. Christ himself is our peace. Let us share the peace with one another. I'm going to invite everybody to unmute so that we can do that.
Peace be with you.
Yeah, there feels like there needs to be a hand gesture for this. We haven't quite figured out what the right one is. I'm going to mute everybody now, except I'm going to ask Val to unmute, and Val is going to lead us in our prayers for others. So let me just see if I can get, I'll mute all and then you can unmute yourself. Sorry, Val.
Sure. Okay. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to bring before you all who need your care, all who are hurting, all who see no end to their trials. We pray for the world, knowing that it must grieve your heart of love when there is fighting and hatred between nations. We pray for people in Myanmar and Syria and Hong Kong and other areas of conflict, that hostilities may cease and enmity end in peace. We pray for all refugees, for those living under the threat of terror, of hunger, of environmental disasters, that their voice may be heard and help given. We pray that people will learn to look after our planet and respect its fragility. We pray for our country, for governments in Holyrood and London, that they may make wise decisions for their people. We remember our royal family and pray that Prince Philip's health may improve during his hospital stay. We pray for the church worldwide, especially in places where it is under threat. Be with those whose faith places them in danger. assuring them that you are close by. We pray for our church here, remembering the work of our minister, our session, and pastoral group. Though we cannot be together, keep us united. We think of all our communities, for those we know who are in any kind of need, who are worried about themselves or their families, for relationships, for jobs, businesses, their homes, their children's education, and their physical or mental health, that they will be kept strong. We pray for all who have lost someone dear to them, for whom all is despair, for those who are struggling with COVID and its after effects, for those suffering pain as they await delayed treatment for other illnesses, for those facing surgery, for those whose minds confine them to living in darkness or depression. May they know your nearness, your sheltering arms, your gift of light. We pray for the safety of children who have returned to school and their teachers, for the patience of parents homeschooling and juggling work, for young people missing their friends, their sport, their fun. We pray for older people who feel precious time slipping away, for families who cannot be together. We think of our families and entrust them to your safekeeping wherever they are. Our thoughts are with those on the front line of caring who are exhausted but still carry on with their medical and nursing tasks. Be with them during their long working hours and give them the strength to see the tiring days through. We thank you for them and for all who have gone out of their way to help others. We pray for those working in care homes, for those carrying on with their jobs, making life better for others. Police, firemen, the armed forces, delivery drivers, shop assistants, bin men and postmen. We pray for the successful and effective rollout of the vaccines here and worldwide. May the window of light they have given grow and grow, and may all heed the advice they have been given so that this pandemic will be brought under control. Through it all, keep us faithful, keep us looking upward, and keep us serving. Let us go forward in the days ahead, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love, that you will never take us where that love cannot reach us. Amen. And Amy's going to unmute everybody so we can say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
Lord in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Amen.
I managed to unmute everybody else and stay muted myself. I was praying, honest. And now may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.
Amen. Amen.